Blood, strength, loyalty. The Takeover. Prologue. Eason, Georgia. Sun City. A city where in the 18th and 19th centuries, slave ships would land directly on its shores. From the northwest and southwestern shores of Africa, where they would be marched to slave auction blocks and sold to the highest bidder. Eason had been brutal to the fallen sons and daughters from the continent of Africa who slaved on cotton and tobacco plantations. That was the past. Now this is the 21st century. And in the new millennium, the yesteryears from savage acts of slavery had been long forgotten. The children of slaves sold in Eason, Georgia, had become new millennium slaves to the illusion of the glamorous display and materialistic glitter that cocaine generated. The crack cocaine epidemic brought about hatred, slander, lewdness, murder, and all the things that harm the souls of men. They became slaves to the evil call of the money. Slave plantations were replaced by lower-income housing developments throughout the city where instead of picking cotton and tobacco, they were picking up fully automatic weapons and large quantities of cocaine. Some of the lower-income housing developments were Eason Oates Apartments, Carver Homes Projects, Lecrae Village, and Strathmore Village. The slaves were no longer known as Zulus, Mandingos, and Royal Hassa, but now they were called Eason Posse, Third Coast Piru, Westside Crips and Bloods. All areas of the city were represented by vicious young gangsters, hoodlums, players, whores, and pimps who would do anything to get a piece of the pie in the drug trade. It was the end of 2000, and 2001 was right around the corner. Two brothers, Kelvin Johnson Jr., a.k.a. Kells, and Malik Johnson, a.k.a. Little Gotti, were having visions of owning 600-class Mercedes-Benzes, Cadillac Escalades, and Lincoln Navigators, which sat on 26-inch rims. At a young age, they watched their father rise high in the game to become a legendary ghetto superstar with plenty of money, power, and respect from the neighborhoods that he took over in Eason. Their father, Kelvin Johnson Sr., a.k.a. Gotti, did his best to shelter them away from the betrayal of the game before taking a fall and being sentenced to federal prison. Everywhere they went in Eason, since their father's departure, all they heard about was their father's glory days. Deep in their hearts, they both intended to emulate him in every way. His legacy was laced with raw gangsterism, and they had inherited his passions. It was inherent in their DNA. Two brothers, bonded together, most certainly made up their father, Kelvin Johnson Sr., a.k.a. Gotti. Kells was the oldest son and the quiet one. He had a mild mannerism, but his eyes burned with a fury that left no doubt that he was a very capable young man. Women lusted for him because of his good looks and naturally muscular brown skin and slender body. Little Gotti, on the other hand, was the younger, furious one. His temper, at a young age, was already legendary. He was ready to kill a motherfucker at any time. He was dark-skinned with a slender body. He never gave a bitch a chance. He dogged them out every chance he could. But a long time ago, their father instilled in their hearts the need to love each other and never allow anyone or anything to come between them, not even a woman.